To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. Amid deepening questions about their legality, President Trump is doubling down on the double tap boat strike and also forgetting what he said about it just 5 days ago.
President Trump is looking to justify a scrutinized strike on a boat in the Caribbean Sea. The president now says two suspected drug smugglers were trying to upright the vessel after it capsized during an initial strike in September.
They were trying to turn the boat back to where it could float. And we didn't want to see that because that boat was loaded up with drugs just like everything else.
Just 5 days ago, when asked if he was open to releasing video of the strike.
Whatever they have, we'd certainly release, no problem.
But asked about it today.
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
Oh, my God.
The president says releasing the video is Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth's call.
Whatever he decides is okay with me.
Democrats are pushing for the release amid questions over whether killing survivors of a strike at sea could be a war crime. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
God, that is just, it's absurd. After one of those strikes, whatever's left of that boat, they're not going anywhere. And, you know, again, it's very typical to say something and then deny that you said it. All right. The White House's culture war ethos is so broad that the FBI agents seen kneeling for racial justice in 2020 have lost their jobs, and now they're fighting to get them back.
12 fired FBI agents have sued the Bureau to try to get their jobs back. These are FBI agents who were fired in September for having been photographed kneeling in June of 2020 during a racial justice protest. They say in the lawsuit that that action has actually been misinterpreted by current director Kash Patel. They say they were not intending to make a political expression or a political gesture. They say instead they were trying to defuse or de-escalate a tense and volatile situation in the nation's capital. They say that the situation became what they were concerned to be was dangerous after a crowd of protesters came upon them. They did not have extensive training in crowd control or sufficient equipment, and so they decided to collectively take a knee in hopes of causing the situation to de-escalate, which they say it did. It's worth noting that these terminations came as part of a broader personnel purge that's taken place inside the FBI under the leadership of Kash Patel. These agents, in addition to seeking reinstatement, are also seeking pay, and they're also seeking an opportunity to have a name-clearing hearing where they could basically have their records expunged.
All right, investigative materials, possibly in the hundreds or thousands that will soon be released in this sex trafficking case against Jeffrey Epstein and his friend and cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell.
A federal judge has granted the Justice Department's request to unseal records from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case. Maxwell was a longtime confidant of Jeffrey Epstein. In recent submissions in Manhattan federal court, the department said the materials would include 18 categories, including search warrants, financial records, survivor interview notes, electronic device data, and material from earlier Epstein investigations in Florida. Following the passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act last month, The Justice Department is required to provide Epstein-related records to the public in a searchable format by December 19th. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking charges in December 2021 and is serving a 20-year prison sentence. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're going to get. I don't even trust what's going to be released at this point. The power of the presidency is about to get stronger than ever, not that it's not already strong, with the Supreme Court set to radically change the way the executive branch works.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority seems likely to back President Trump's power to fire independent agency board members. During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts and the five others suggested they would overturn the 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire those members.
Humphrey's executor is just a dried husk of whatever people used to think it was.
The courts already let some board members be ousted, even as legal challenges continue. Ketanji Brown Jackson argues it's a presidential power grab, allowing the chief executive to strip experts from key institutions
and replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything.
Amit Agarwal, who represents a fired FTC commissioner, worries about the potential damage.
Everything is on the chopping block.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The research is in. Shock here. Social media is bad for kids. And Australia seems to be the first country in the world that actually wants to do something about it.
In a world first, children under the age of 16 in Australia will no longer be allowed to have social media accounts starting next week. Australia is set to enforce its new age limit from December 10, requiring major platforms to close underage accounts and report back each month on how many they've removed. Communications Minister Annika Wells said the platforms could face fines of up to $33 million if they fail to take reasonable steps to remove these accounts.
Through one reform, more kids will have their time back to learn an instrument or a language or walk their dog.
The rule applies to platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube, with Twitch recently added to the list. Critics argue, though, that the law doesn't improve online safety. A court challenge is pending, but the government insists the law will proceed as planned. I'm Nayan Kim.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.